Good morning, this is Sarah and Maddie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Premier Stephen Miles is leading his party into the October 26 election with a bold promise to provide free school lunches for every student in prep through to Year 6. This $1.4 billion initiative, unveiled at Labor's official campaign launch, is aimed at easing the financial burden on families and addressing cost of living concerns. Miles, who took over the premiership after Anastasia Palaszczuk's resignation, has been focusing on practical policies to put his own stamp on the government as he seeks to secure a full term in office. Also in local news, thousands of pro-Palestine protesters have taken to the streets of Brisbane, calling on the federal government to demand permanent ceasefire in the Middle East. The protesters are also asking the government to sanction Israel and to stop supplying weapons and munitions for the war. Justice of Palestine, Meganjian Representative Omar Ashour said to the large crowd, reflects that there is a big base of pro-Palestinian supporters that has been built. Protester Margie Pistorius said that the Australian government needs to do more before the war spreads further. It is so urgent because these people are still dying on the ground every day. Queensland Police said that the protest was peaceful. In national news, leaders, experts and teens gathered in South Australia and New South Wales to address social media harm. The summit discussed the impact of social media on young people, including a proposed ban for teens. Federal Communications Minister Michelle Rowland shared details of the ban, stating, "Social media companies which could demonstrate a low risk of harm to children could be exempted." The Albanese government aims to introduce a bill by year's end, placing enforcement on social media platforms.
In other national news, the Australian Council of Trade Unions has warned that attempts to axe significant workplace rights may affect up to 1 million workers. Ahead of the federal election, industrial relations battle lines have been drawn, with the potential changes to small business legislation that would impact unfair dismissal rights. Sally McManus, the union secretary, has said if the business lobbies get their way, this would act as a green light for bad bosses to hire and fire when they like it, without having to give workers a reason. Changes would increase difficulty for workers to convert from casual to permanent positions and to recover unpaid wages under existing exemptions. In national news, updates on Hurricane Milton's destruction in Florida as the rescue teams and survivors are being recovered and the death toll rises to 4. With more than 3 million survivors waking up without power the morning after the hurricane, after the Category 1 hurricane raged across the state. Other damage, such as the dome roof flying off the Tropicana Field Stadium, a crane falling on a building in St. Petersburg, and much more destruction are being revealed. Amidst this, President Joe Biden has approved requests to declare a federal disaster in Florida. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news. At 4zzz.